as we come to this time of praying today, find a comfortable place to sit. Find a comfortable way to sit. A way that allows you to be comfortable but attentive. Take a few inhales and exhales. Drawing in your breath. And letting it out again. Imagine those inhales and exhales being a part of becoming aware of God around you, of the Spirit breathing in you and through you. Begin by praying, Our Father in heaven, reflect for a moment on how the prayer begins with our, not my, but our Father. We are part of a bigger family, a worldwide family. A family that stretches back in time and into the future. A family of God's beloved children. So imagine for a moment who you are praying this prayer with today. Those around the world who have prayed this prayer. Those in the past who have prayed this prayer. Consider what it means that you are part of a family of multitudes who pray to our Father. Hallowed be your name. God's name is holy, and yet there are so many things and so many ways in history, so many ways in our present day, where we have marred the name of God. The things that we have done in God's name have not been representative of God's goodness. So perhaps take a moment to think about some of the things that have been done in God's name that don't represent God. Some of the ways in our current world right now, things that are being done in God's name that do not represent the good, compassionate, and loving God that we know. Perhaps you want to offer a lament for those things done in God's name that do not represent God, or for ways that you have participated in misrepresenting God. Pray for all the things that are done in God's name today. Pray that they might represent a God who is compassionate and gracious and good. Your kingdom come, not my kingdom, not any earthly kingdom, not our kingdom even, but God's kingdom. Think about God's upside down kingdom that we've been talking about in our series, all the ways in which it is so different from earthly kingdoms. Imagine what it might look like for God's kingdom to break in to our world. For God's kingdom to break into all those institutions that we live in, that we participate in. Imagine for a moment God's kingdom breaking in to a particular event or place. And ask God that it might be so. Your will be done. Not our will, not my will, your will, God's will, the Father's will be done. Are there particular places in your life and the life of those you know and love and the life of your community, your city, our country, that are at a crossroads? Imagine God's will being done. Ask God to grant wisdom to those who are making decisions, whether it be world leaders or even just asking God for wisdom for yourself. To ask that God's will might be done in your life, in our lives, in the life of our city, our province, our country, our world. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day, not just give me, but give us our daily bread. Take some time to simply ask God for what you might need today. And then consider what others might need today. Who else might you pray for, to ask God to give them enough for today, whether it be someone that you know or love, or someone, a community of people across the world who might need daily bread today. Include yourself in those prayers, but include some others too. Ask God for what you need today. Forgive us our trespasses, forgive us our sins, forgive us our debts. Bring to God all those ways in which you know you have fallen short. Bring to God your lament for the ways we as a people fall short. Know that you are assured of God's forgiveness, and bring to God those ways in which you are aware of your own shortcomings and failures. And know that you are not the only one praying these prayers. Remember that it is forgive us our trespasses, that we all fall short and we all come to God and ask for forgiveness. As we forgive those who trespass against us, invite God to help you to offer forgiveness to those who have hurt you, to those who have disappointed you. Perhaps you might not even be fully ready to forgive. You can even just ask God to see you in the grudges that you hold, in the ways that you are having trouble forgiving, or ask God for help for forgiving. You do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Knowing that God is good, knowing that God does not tempt us, we ask God for help to deliver us from those places where we feel weak, where we feel despair, where we feel tempted. We can bring our whole selves before God, and knowing that God will help us in our places of need. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. May all that we do and say and pray be to God's glory, be to build up God's kingdom. Give thanks for this time of prayer today. Amen.